B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Tainis Daf Chof Zayin. We're going to start four lines from the top of the Amud. And the Gemara is going to take us back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah on Daf Chof Vav Amud Aleph, Eilu Hein Ma'amodois. These are what Ma'amodois are. And the Mishnah later tells us what are Ma'amodois. There's Kehanim, Levi'im, Yisraelim that were split up into groups, etc. And then the Mishnah says, Lefi Shenemar, since it says in the Pasuk, Tzavas B'nei Yisrael V'chulu, and starts telling us in the Psukim, a source why they instituted, why they made this concept of Ma'amodois. So the Gemara is asking, Ma'ika Omar, what does it mean, Eilu Hein Ma'amodois, these are the Ma'amodois, and you're not telling us what the Ma'amodois are, you're giving us a source for the Ma'amodois. Answers the Gemara, Hochika Omar, you have to read into the Mishnah as follows, Eilu Hein Ma'amodois, these are the Ma'amodois. And before we tell you what the Ma'amodois are, Uma'atam Tiknu Ma'amodois, what's the source and reason that they made the Ma'amodois? Since it says in the Pasuk, Tzavas b'nei Yisrael v'amarta aleim es korboni l'achmili ishai reach nichoyach, reach nichoychi tishmuru lakriv li b'moyadoi, that every person as and the community as a whole, as a community, have to bring a korban every day, the korban tomid, then v'heich korboni shel odom kora v'heino imed al gabov. How is it possible for a person to bring a korban and he's not there with the korban, by the korban when it's being brought? He needs some type of either he's there or his representative is there, and therefore his kinu neviim are showing him eshim v'arba mishmoris. Therefore, the early neviim, we'll soon see who they were, but it was Shmuel Anovi and David Amelech. They made this concept of splitting up the kohanim, neviim, and Yisraelim into groups. I'll call mishmor or mishmor. Each of these 24 groups, Hoyomaimed Birushalayim, there was a representation in Yerushalayim, Shel Kohanim v'Shel Leviim. The Kohanim and Leviim were actually working in the Beis Hamikdash during their week, v'Shel Yisraelim, and there were also some Yisraelim who would go and be there at the time with when the Korbonis are brought, and they were representing Klal Yisrael, and on behalf of Klal Yisrael, they were there in Yerushalayim when the Korbonis were being brought. Higiyazman Mishmor Lalois, when any particular week, when it was the turn of the next Mishmor, the next group, to do, it was their week, then Kernim Ulevim Oilim Yerushalayim, then the Kernim and Levim would go up to Yerushalayim, as would the Yisraelim, etc. Just there were Yisraelim that were, besides for those that went up to Yerushalayim, they were also spread over all the cities in Eretz Yisrael. There were representatives of these 24 groups, or they made up the 24 groups of Yisraelim, and we're about to see what happened every week when that group of Yisraelim, some were in Yerushalayim, and those that were not in Yerushalayim, they were in their respective cities, and they would get together, and they would fast, and they would daven for the success of the Korbanos, they would read from the Torah, etc. Says the Gemara Tanu Rabbanon, Estrim v'arba mishmoris Hoyu be'Eretz Yisrael. There were 24 groups in Eretz Yisrael. Ushteim esri b'Yerichoy. And a simple reading of this braisa would be, and another 12 in Yerichoy, which was like a contradiction, because if you've got 24 plus 12, you don't have 24, you have 36. So how do we understand this, that a seeming total of esrim v'arba mishmoris, and then saying 12 in Yerichoy, which would make the total 36. Asks the Gemara, Shteimes Yibi Yerichoy, if you have an extra 12 in Yerichoy, then Nefishin Luhutuva, then you have many more than 24 in Eretz Yisrael, you have 36. Answers the Gemara, Elo Shteim Esrei Mehen Bi Yerichoy. Of the 24, 12 of them were in Yerichoy. And we soon have to see exactly what that means. Does that mean that half the groups were in Yerichoy? It's not what it's going to mean. Continues the Braisa. The Braisa started off saying there's 24 Mishmoris in total in Eretz Yisrael, of which 12 are in Yerichoy. Continues the Braisa. Higiyaz mana Mishmor Lalois, when it was time for a particular Mishmor to go up, it was their time, their week, then Chetzi Amishmor, Hoya Oile Me'eretz Yisrael Yerushalayim, the Chetzi Amishmor Hoya Oile Mi'erichoy, Rashi says it should say Le'erichoy. And what the Gemara means, it's a bit complicated with the different versions in this Gemara, but what the Gemara means, according to Rashi, is that every week, half of the Mishmor, half of the group, would go to Yerushalayim, and half of the group would go to Yerichoy. So if you have half of each group of 24 groups, you have a total, through the year, you have a total of 12 groups that are going to Yericho. And the reason they would go to Yericho is Kodei Sheisapku Mayim Umozin Lachem Sheberushalayim, in order that they can supply food and drink from which was plentiful in Yericho, in order to make sure that the people going up to Yerushalayim would have what to eat in Yerushalayim. And this is here talking about the groups of people who are not the Yisraelim, it's those that were working in the Beis HaMikdash, because the Yisraelim, they stayed in their respective towns. It was the Kohanim, the Levim, that were split up. And every group, according to this Braisa, half of the group went to work and half of the group went to Yericho. And the some of Farashim will say that they actually switched in the middle of the week, that those that went initially to work in the Beis HaMikdash came to Yericho, and those that were in Yericho preparing the food for the people in Yerushalayim would then go and work in the Beis HaMikdash. Continues the Gemara, Omer of Yodom HaShmuel. Koyanim ulevim v'Yisraelim ma'akvin es ha-korban. This concept of the Mishmoris and the Ma'amodis having a representation of Koyanim, Levim and Yisraelim are ma'akv for the korban, and it's essential for the validity of the korban. B'masnita tana, in another Mishnah, in another Braisa we learned, Shubshim ben Elozer, he held that Koyanim ulevim, and this is not to exclude Yisraelim, they are actually ma'akov, but not only that. Reb Shimon ben Elozer adds on a detail, uklei shir, that also musical instruments, a ma'akvinis ha-korban, are essential for the validity of the korban. B'maiko miflegi, what are the two arguing? Shmuel didn't mention the musical instruments, and Reb Shimon ben Elozer did. Answers the Gemara, Marasova, Shmuel holds ikashira bepeh, that the main requirement of singing with the korban when the korban was being brought was the singing with the mouths. And the musical instrument was just for accompaniment. And therefore, in the absence of those instruments, the korban was still valid. Umarasova, however, Reb Shimon ben Elozer held ikashira bekli, the essential part of the singing was the instruments, and therefore in the absence of the instruments, there would be lacking in the validity of the korban. Continues the Gemara, Omer Rav Chomer Bar Guria, Omer Rav. Rav Chomer Bar Guria said in the name of Rav, and now we're going to discuss how these 24 evolved. It was in a number of stages. There was Moshe Rabbeinu, Shmuel Anovi, and David HaMelech. And Moshe started this concept, and it was only later on by David HaMelech who actually brought it to its final point of the 24. So let's see who did what. Moshe Tikin Lem Yisrael, it was Moshe who first instituted for the Klal Yisrael, Shmoinom Mishmoris, that there should be 8 groups from the Kohanim. We're now talking about the 24 groups of Kohanim that would have a rota on doing the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. So Moshe Rabbeinu instituted there would be 8 mishmoris of Kohanim in total, Arba me'Elozer v'Arba me'Isamar. Aaron HaKohen had 2 surviving sons, Elozer and Isamar. The other 2, Nadav and Avihu, passed away. And from Elozer and Isamar, there were 4 groups of Kohanim to each, and they made a rota, they had a cycle every week, another group would work in the Beis HaMikdash. That was in the time of Moshe Rabbeinu. Bo Shmuel, in the time of Shmuel HaNovi, v'Midon al Sheshesrei, he doubled them. He made it not 8 groups, since there were many more Kohanim in the time of Shmuel HaNovi, and therefore we had to create more groups. So now there was a group of 6. There were 16 groups, not just 8 groups. Bar David, in the time of David HaMelech, that was later than Shmuel. We know that David HaMelech only became the king after Shmuel passed away. This is something we've already discussed early on in the Masechta. V'Midon al Esim v'Arba, and David HaMelech, he established that there would actually be 24 groups. Shenemer, as it says in the Pasuk, in Divrei Hayomim, Lachevroini Yeria Haroish, Lachevroini Letaldoisov Laovois Bishnasho Arboim Lemalchus, David, the 40th year of David's reign, Nidroshu Vaimotze Bohem Giboire Chayil Beyazer Gilad. So we see that it was in the time in Divrei Hayomim that Divrei Hayomim tells us that it was David HaMelech who actually instituted in the Psukim there that we have the list of the 24 groups of Kohanim. And now the Gemara is going to ask against what Rav Chomer Bar Guria said in the name of Rav. Meisvei, Moshe tikein lem liYisrael shmoino mishmoris. We have in a Braisa that Moshe instituted 8 mishmoris, arba me'Elozer v'arba me'Isamar. In this aspect, it's the same as Rav. Ba David v'Shmuel, Now it seems that David and Shmuel together came, Hemidon al Arba, and they established that it wasn't going to be 8 in total, it was going to be 24. Shenemar, as it says in the Pasuk, again in Divrei Yomim, Kulom Habrurim Lashoyarim, Basifim, Mosaim, Ushne Moso Hemo Bachatsurehem, Hisyachsom, Hemo, Yisad, David, Ushmuel, Horoya, Be'emunosom. And in that pasuk you see that the 24 groups were established by David, Ushmuel, together. And this is not like what Rav said, that it was Shmuel that made it from 8 to 16, and David that turned it from 16 to 24. Here we see that it was David and Shmuel together that moved it from 8 to 24. Answers the Gemara, Hachiko Omer. Miyasoidei shel David and Shmuel, it was from the establishment, it was David and Shmuel together, or Shmuel Aramasi, that between the two of them, Hemidon al-Eshim v'Arba. But it's true, they didn't do it together. It was between them that what Moshe started with 8, finished at 24. How between them did that happen? That's what Rav said, that Shmuel, he made the 16, and David the 24. Tani Edoch, now another brisa. Moshe tikkun lem Yisrael. In this brisa it says that Moshe instituted not 8 mishmoris, rather 16 mishmoris, 16 mishmoris, shmoino me'elozo, v'shmoino mi'isomor. And this is half, this is like double of what Rav said. What was said before, Reb Chama Bar Guri, in the name of Rav, said that Moshe instituted 8, 4 and 4, and in this brisa it said, and we actually had a brisa like that, the brisa a few lines earlier, it said the same thing. But in this brisa it says that Moshe Rabbeinu made the 16. At some stage later on, when the descendants of Elozor multiplied much more than those of Isomor, then Chalkum, each one of the 8 of Elozor was doubled, that means was actually halved. Each group was made into 2 half groups, and now you had 16, Ve'midon al-Eshim v'Arba. So Isomor stayed with 8, and we had 16 from Elozor, together you had 24. Shenemar, as it says in the Pasuk, and here again in Divrei Yomim, Vayimotsu bnei Elozor Rabim, that it was found that the descendants of Elozor had multiplied much more, L'roshi Agvorim min bnei Isomar, they multiplied much more than those of Isomar, Vayichalkum levnei Elozor Roshim leveis Ovois Shisha Osor, Vlevnei Isomar leveis Avoisom Shmoino, it's an explicit Pasuk that the bottom line was that there's 16 from Elozor and 8 from Isomar. Voimir, and there's another pasuk, we'll soon see why it was necessary to bring this second pasuk, but in another pasuk it says in Divrei Yomim, a couple of psukim later it says, Vayichtevim Shemayo ben Nesanel Asoifem min Halevi lifnei Amelech v'asorim v'tzodik ha'koyen v'achimelech ben Evyosor v'roshei ha'ovois la'koyanim v'lalviim base of Echod Ochuz le'elozor, v'ochuz le'isomor, which means that they added for each group of Elozor, they established another group, but the original groups that Isomor had, which was Ochuz, it was what was already established by Isomor, that stayed with Isomor, and nothing new was established by Isomor. And the Gemara is now asking, Mai va'oimir, why was it necessary to bring the second posuk? Answers the Gemara, V'chi teima, I may have thought, if you just bring the first posuk just says that Elozor multiplied much more than Isomor, and therefore Elozor had 16 and Isomor 8. But it doesn't tell us that they both started with 8. Maybe they both started with 4. But we don't know that. So, V'chi teima, are you going to say, Ki heichad nefisha b'nei Elozor, hochanami nefisha b'nei Isomor, shmoino? Could it be that in the same way as you doubled Elozor, which means that possibly we would have thought that Elozor had 8 and became 16, and Isomar had 4 and it became 8? Well, you don't know that. How do you know that Isomar always had 8 and stayed with 8? Toshima, that's why we bring the second pasuk that says, base of Echod, Ochuz le'elozor, v'ochuz, ochuz le'isomor, that Isomor, who finished with 8, actually started with 8. Nothing was added to Isomor. And it was only Elozor who had 8, and it doubled to 16. Now the Gemara is asking, Tuftadur of Choma Bar Guria. This second brisa says that Moshe instituted 16, 8 and 8, is contrary to what Rav Chama Bar Guria said in the name of Rav that Moshe instituted 8, 4 and 4. Answers the Gemara, Omelacha Rav Chama Bar Guria, Tanoihi, it's a machlekes Tanoim. You yourself saw in the Brisa just a few lines earlier that there's a Brisa that says that Moshe instituted 8. So Rav was following that Brisa. Va'anod Omra ki hai Tana. And I hold, this is what Rav Chana Bar Guria will say, that you can see it's a machlekes Tanoim, and I hold like the Tana de Omar Shmoino that says that Moshe instituted just 8. Continues the Gemara Tonu Rabbonon. Arba mishmoris olu min agoyla. After the 70 years of Golus Bovel, there were 4 mishmoris that volunteered and actually came back to Yerushalayim to work in the Beis HaMikdash, and all the others, they stayed in Bovel. They didn't want to come back to Eretz Yisrael. Ve'eluhen, who were they? They were Yadoya, Chorim, Pashchur, and Imor. So on them, because they, in gratitude or in reciprocation for the fact that they came back, Omdu Nevi'im Shebinim, the Nevi'im amongst them, they stood up, V'chilkom V'emidom Al Esrim V'arbo. And they said, these 4 in the second Beis HaMikdash, these 4 are going to make up all the 24 groups. In the first Beis HaMikdash, there are 24 groups, as we discussed. And now in the second Beis HaMikdash, these 4, each one is going to be split into 6, and they're going to make up the 24 groups. How did they do that? So they took some heads of the families of these 6 general of these 4 general families, and ubalulum venosnum bekalpi. They wrote the names. That means of these 4, each one within their large extended families, they split into 6, and they wrote the names of each of the 6 in total, 24 names, and put them into the lottery box. Yedoya came, he was the first, and he pulled out the 6 ballots, 6 pieces of paper, 6 names. And it was a big nest, it was a Ruach HaKodesh, that he picked exactly the 6 names that were the 6 of his family. Because there were 24 names in that box. He picked out with Ruach HaKodesh 6, and the reason they did this was in order to know the order that these 6 would be working. V'not al chelko, he picked out his own name first, V'chelik Haverov, and the other 5 he picked up was the 5 new families that were added now within his family. That was altogether 6. That was altogether 6. And then Bochorim, then the next one came. V'not al chelko v'chelik chaveri. He pulled out 6 pieces, his own plus the new 5 that were associated to his broader family, and That was the 6, the next 6 who would be working in the Beis HaMikdash. V'chein Pashchir, the same happened with Pashchir. V'chein Imor, and the same happened with Imor. And this is how Rashi in Erechin Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis explains this Gemara. V'chein Hisnu Nevi'im Shebeneim, and the Nevi'im between them, they stipulated as follows. She'afilu Yehoyodov, Roish Mishmoris, even if Yehoyodov, who was the first of all the groups to serve in the Beis HaMikdash, in the first Beis HaMikdash, even if he will be Oile, he will come from Bovel up to Eretz Yisrael, Lo Yitche Yedoya Mimekoimoy, he's not going to move Yedoya, which was the first of these families that did come up with Ezra at the end of the Golus, he's not going to budge him, Elo Yedaya Ika, Veyoyodov Tofeloy. If Yehoyodov comes up, he will be place number 6 after 5 of Yedoya, because you can't have more than 24. And therefore, in the event that this Yehoyodov is going to come up, then he's going to, because of him, now Yedoya is going to be 5 groups, not 6 group. And the 6th group is going to be Yehoyodov. Continues the Gemara. V'Yisrael Sheba'oise Mishmar, the Yisraelim, those that were chosen, who are not Kohanim Ulevim, that were associated to the group of that week, Miskansim Ba'areim, the people who are not in Yerushalayim, they would gather in their cities, V'Koirin B'Maisa Bereishis, they would read from the Sefer Torah, Maisa Bereishis, as we saw in the Mishnah. Asks the Gemara, Minoh HaNemili, what would be the source for that? What's the being engaged in the Korbonis of Klal Yisrael got to do with the creation of the world? And the Maisa Bereishis is the Psukim discussing creation. Omer of Yaakov Bar Choma, Omer of Asi, Il Molei Ma'amodois, because if not for the issue around the Korbonois, Lo Niskaimu Shemaim V'Oretz, heaven and earth will not stand, cannot stand. Shenemer, as it says in the Posuk, V'yemer Hashem Elikim, that Avram addressed Hashem and said, Bamo Eida Ki Erosheno, with what will I know that I'm going to, my descendants are going to inherit Klal Yisrael? And what was going on? What made Avraham Avinu ask Hashem? Hashem promised Eretz Yisrael to his descendants, but what made Avraham ask this question? So the Gemara explains, Omar Avraham. Avraham said to Hashem as follows, Ribbono shel Olam, Shemu Yisrael choitim lefanecha. Maybe Klal Yisrael will sin before you, at Oyselem, and you're going to do to them Kedoira Mabul or Kedoira Floga. You'll either kill them all, like with the flood, or you disperse them all around the world, like the Doira Floga. Omar Leis, Hashem said to Avraham Avinu, Lav, I won't do that. Omar Lefonov, so Avraham said to Hashem, Ribbono shel Olam, Hoydieni b'me'ir Oshena. Let me know, how can I be sure that we're going to remain deserving of inheriting Eretz Yisrael? Omar Leis, Hashem said to Avraham Avinu, Kacholi, take for me Eglo Moshuleshes, three calves, Ve'ez Moshuleshes, and three goats, Ve'ail Moshulosh, Ve'soir, Ve'goizel. And what Hashem was telling Avraham Avinu was that all the while that Klal Yisrael have the korbonis, you can be safe and you can know that you're going to stay in Eretz Yisrael. Omar Lefonov, so Avraham Avinu said to Hashem, Ribbono shel Olam, Tinach bizman shebeis hamikdash kayim. All the while there's a beis hamikdash. I understand there's going to be the korbonos, and that will keep Klal Yisrael on the straight and narrow. Bizman shein beis hamikdash kayim mate aleim. What's going to be with Klal Yisrael after the beis hamikdash is going to be? When there's no beis hamikdash. Omar Lois, Hashem said to Avraham Avinu, Kvar tikanti loem seidu korbonos. I already instituted for them the reading, the psukim of the korbonis in the chumish. Bizman shekoyrin b'hem lefonai, when they read these psukim before me, ma le'ani aleihem ki'ilu ekrivum lefonai, then it's considered to me as if they are bringing the korbonis. V'ani moichel lehem al kol avoinoseihem, and I forgive them for all their sins. So you see here that the surviving of Klal Yisrael and hence the world is only because of the korbonis. And that's why the people of the Mamodois and all the people in all these cities who were representing Klal Yisrael and the groups that were representing Klal Yisrael, they were davening for the success of the Korbonis, and they would read from this parasha, the parasha of the creation of the world. Continues the Gemara. Tonu Rabbonon, Anshei Mishmor. Some suggest it's really referring to the Anshei Ma'amodois, and these are the people in Yerushalayim. Hoyu mispalelim al korban achiyam shispalel barotzin. They would daven that the korbonis of their brethren, which are being brought on their behalf in the Beis Hamikdash, should be well received in Shemaim. V'Anshei Maimud, which is referring to these Anshei Mishmar, these representatives in all the cities, Miskansin lebeis haKnesses, they would gather in the shuls, v'yoshvin dalet taniyos, and they would fast for 4 days of the week, b'sheni b'shabbos on Monday, b'shlishi b'raviyu b'chamishi, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And b'sheni, what would they daven for in particular on the Mondays? Al yerdayom, on the sailors, on the people at sea, because on the second day of creation it says Yehiro Kia Basoi Chamaim, and therefore we want to make sure that there's an appeasement and that everything is okay with the water, so they would daven for the Yerid Ayom, the people at sea. Beshlishi, on Tuesdays, they would daven in particular Al Hulchim Midboris, because it was on the third day that Hashem created the dry land. Barvi, on Wednesdays, Al Askarot, this an inflammation which is a very deadly disease that starts in the throat, and they would daven for that people shouldn't get hurt by this illness called Askara. And this is associated to Wednesday, because on Wednesday, when Hashem created the sun and the moon, it says that Hashem created Yehi Ma'oirois, and Ma'oirois is actually written without the Vavs, Me'eras, which alludes to these dangerous illnesses. Sheloi tipoil alatinoikos, that the children should not die from this illness, and this illness should not befall them. Bachamishi, on Thursdays, al ubrois umeinikos, then since it speaks in the post on Thursdays, it speaks about yishrutzu amayim sheretz nefesh chayo, that there's a yishrutzu, there's a becoming many, and therefore they would daven for the ubrois or menikois, the ubrois, the pregnant women, shalei apilu, they should not miscarry, and menikois, those who are nursing, sheyenikois b'neim, should be able to nurse their children. Ube'erev Shabbos, on Fridays, lo yahu mis'anin mipnei kvoid HaShabbos, they would not fast because of kavod Shabbos. It's not honorable for Shabbos to come into Shabbos starving. Kal v'chayim b'Shabbos atzmo, it goes without saying that they would not fast on Shabbos itself. Be'echod b'Shabbos mai tam aloy, why would they not fast on Sundays? Omer, Rabbi Yochanan, there's going to be three explanations in the Gemara. Rabbi Yochanan says, mipnei ha-noitzrim, because of the noitzrim, who they have their holidays on Sundays, and we don't want to be associated in any way to any of these holidays that belong to Avodah Zarah, and therefore on Sundays they would not make any yontov and they wouldn't fast on that day. Reb Shmuel bar Nachmeni Omar mipnei shehu shlishi liyitzira, because man was created on Friday, and therefore Sunday is the third day, and always the third day after creation, similar to a third day after Bris Milah, that after a person is just been created or something very drastic has happened to his body, then he's very weak on the third day. Therefore, on Sundays, people are weaker. Rish Lakish Omar mipnei neshama yaseira. Rish Lakish says, because of the neshama yaseira. Domer Rish Lakish said that neshama yaseira nitna boi ba'odom be'erev Shabbos, on Erev Shabbos, for Shabbos, an extra dose of neshama is given to the Klal Yisrael. And on Motzei Shabbos, it is taken away from them. And when a person has a Neshama Yaseira, his nefesh is larger, and he can eat and drink L'chvayit Shabbos more. But after Shabbos, it leaves him. Shenema, and this is alluded to in the Pasuk that says, Shovas Vayinofash, referring to the fact that Hashem rested and refreshed himself. And what the Rish Lakish is reading in this pasuk is Shavas, Kivon Sheshavas, after Shabbos is over, Vay Nofash, Vay of the Nefesh, woe to the Nefesh that has gotten lost. And since we've got less Nefesh, therefore it's inappropriate to fast on the Sunday, which is the day after Shabbos. Continues the Gemara, Bayom Rishon, what would the people of these people and who are reading shul, the mishmoris, the mamodis, what would they read on the Torah? We said that during the week they read the whole parasha of the creation. What would they read on the Sunday? B'yom HaRishon, they would read just the first 2 days, the first day of creation and the second day of creation, Bereishis and Vehi Rakia. And we discussed at length already in the Mishnah that we need three aliyos, Kohen, Levi, Yisrael. And the Kohen would get the first Aliyah, the Levi, the second Aliyah, the Yisrael, the third Aliyah. And every Aliyah has to be at least three Psukim. And not all these parashios, a parasha which is defined by a Pei, by a Samach in the Sefer Torah. In the Chumash we can see it printed, Pei and Samach are two different types of endings of a parasha, what we call a parasha. And when you get an Aliyah, you have to read at least three psukim, that's one thing. Another thing is you can't leave over less than three psukim at the end of the parasha, and a number of other conditions. So we have to work out that with every 2 days of creation, that means every two parashiyos of that first perek in Sefer Bereishis, in Parashas Bereishis, has to somehow be able to be divided into three, when we will only divide a parasha if there's at least six psukim, that each aliyah can get three psukim. And some of the parashas only have three psukim, four psukim, five psukim, six psukim, eight psukim, as we're going to see, or as we saw in the Mishnah. So the Brice is going to discuss that. Tana, Bereishis, the parasha of Bereishis, Bishnaim. You can actually call up two people with it, even though there's only five psukim there. We're going to have to see how that happens. Yehi Rokia Be'echod, the parasha of Yehi Rokia, which is the Mondays of creation, is one aliyah. So now the Gemara is asking, Bishlom Yehi Rokia Be'echod. I can understand why the Monday of creation, the third aliyah of the first day, and the first aliyah of the second day, is Tlas Psukahava. It's only three psukim, and therefore it's Be'echod, only one person can get called up. Elaboratious Bishnaim Maitama. But the first day of creation, which is only five psukim, Chamisha Psukihavyon, it's only five psukim. Utnan, did we not learn in a Mishnah? Hakoira Batoira, if somebody reads a parash in the Torah, Lo Yivcho is Megimul Psukim, you can't give him less than three psukim. So if you call up a Kohen and Levi and you divide the five psukim, one of them's only going to get two psukim. So there's a machlekas how to get around that. Rav Omar Doileg, Rav says, that they would jump, which means the first aliyah would be three psukim, posuk 1, 2, and 3. The second aliyah would jump back and read posuk 3, 4, and 5. Or Shmuel Omar Shmuel would say, no, posuk, you split the third posuk. So the Kohen gets posuk 1, posuk 2, and half of posuk 3. The Levi gets the second half of posuk 3, and posuk 4, and posuk 5. Rav de Omar Doileg, Maitam Ale Omar Posuk. Why did Rav say you jump back and read the third posuk a second time? Why didn't he say you split the posuk? Answers the Gemara, Kosova, because Rav holds, Kol psuka dele poski, Moshe anan loy poski non le. If Moshe didn't put an end of a posuk in the middle of the posuk, we don't make an end there either. We don't split up psukim. Or Shmuel Omar Posuk. Shmuel says that you are allowed to split up a posuk. Asks the Gemara, mi poskinon? Is that what you're allowed to do, to break up a posuk in the middle? V'ha'omar Reb Chanina Kora. Reb Chanina, who was possibly a Bal Kaira, he was definitely very expert and versed in reading psukim and knowing how to read them, how to punctuate them, and the tamim. And he says, he used to teach children psukim, and he says, Tzar Godel Hoyoli Eitzel Reb Chanina Godel. I had to work very hard and put a lot of effort, and I was very pained, so to speak, when I went to Reb Chanina Godel, and I had to try and encourage him to allow me to split up the psukim when I'm teaching the children, because the children can't deal with learning a whole posuk at a time. But at the end, he only agreed to me that I can split a posuk elo letinokos shel beis rabban, only for the children in school. Since I'm doing it with the intentions of teaching them Chumash. But in any other case, he wouldn't allow me to split up a posuk. So how can Shmuel say that you split up the posuk when it's clearly not something that we're encouraged to do? Answers the Gemara, Shmuel hosom tam emai mishum deloy efshar. Hochanami loy efshar. Shmuel maintained that in the same way as the teacher teaching children, he was allowed to split the psukim because he had no choice. Here too, we have no choice because you're only allowed to read the parasha aleph and beis. That means on the first day, on the Sunday, the mamodis would only read the first 2 days of creation. One of the parashas is three psukim. We can only give one aliyah there. The other parasha of five psukim, we have no choice. You have no choice. You can split the posuk. Ushmuel Omar. Posuk. And Shmuel argued with Rav, and Shmuel said, you split the posuk. Why didn't he agree with what Rav said? Jump back to posuk Gimel and read posuk Gimel a second time. Answers the Gemara, Gzeirim mishum ha-nichnosim u gzeirim mishum ha-yotzim. We have an issue with that, because if I'm going to stop the first aliyah, the Kohen aliyah, I'm going to stop after the posuk Gimel, and there's only two psukim left in the parasha, the people are going to leave now, they're going to assume that the next aliyah is going to be just two psukim, and that would be a mistake. And also, if the people who come in at the second aliyah and were not there for the first aliyah, they're going to see the second aliyah starting with the posuk gimel, they're going to think that the first aliyah was just two psukim, and either way, it's going to be a bad mistake. And therefore, Shmuel said, there's no such thing as starting at a posuk gimel, or finishing at the third last posuk in a parasha, and therefore Shmuel said, I have no choice, I have to split the middle posuk into two. That was the gzeirim mishum ha-nichnosim or gzeirim mishum ha-yotzim. Asks the Gemara, Meisvei, we learnt in a brisa regarding the regular kriyas ha-Torah the whole year round, not regarding the ma'amodos, where they had to read these parashas, they couldn't read more, they couldn't read less. But regarding the Kriyas HaTorah of the whole year, where we learned that parasha shel shisha psukim, any parasha, any single parasha with six psukim, kairin oisa bishnaim, you can give two aliyas, three psukim to one, three psukim to the other. V'shel chamisha, but if you have a parasha with just five psukim, b'yochid, you can only call up one person, not two people. V'im orisha in kairin gimel, and if the first aliyah got three psukim, then hasheni, the second aliyah, koire shnayim miparashazu, he's got to read two, the last two in this pasuk, the echod miparasha acheras, and at least one in the next parasha. V'yesh oimrim, some say not one pasuk in the next parasha, rather shleisha, three psukim in the next parasha. And this opinion holds, lefish ein maschilin beparasha bepoches mishleisha psukim, you never start reading a parasha and not read at least three psukim of it. That's what we learnt in the Braisa. The Gemara is asking, I don't understand. What's the issue? You have a parasha with five psukim. We just had Rav and Shmuel who said either you can repeat the third pasuk or you can split the third pasuk. So what's the issue? You have a parasha of five. Then instead of saying that the second aliyah has to read one or three psukim from the next parasha, just use one of these solutions. Lemando ama doilig li dolig, lemando ama poisuk li posik. According to Rav, who says that you jump back, let them jump back. According to Shmuel, who says you split the pasuk, split the pasuk. Answers the Gemara, Shani Hosam de Isli Ravcha. No, because these solutions of splitting psukim and repeating psukim, that's only if you've got no choice. But a regular Kriyas HaTorah, where you're not restricted, no one's telling you you have to stop reading here. So you've got plenty of space to move on. So move on and continue reading. It's only here with the Mamodois where the Takona was on day one to read only the first 2 days of creation. We have no choice and therefore we have to do either the Doileg or the Poisek. And Emir Tzashem, in the next shir, we're going to continue from here.